welcome back, everyone. And again, just to make sure for those that might have missed it, there's two special people in the studio today. The interim co-host, JT Taylor, and also our special guest to talk some baseball, some Negro League baseball, and the Josh Gibson Foundation, Sean Gibson. And what we're going to do, we're going to talk about some basketball, and then we're going to bring it back to some baseball. We'll talk a little bit more about the Negro Leagues, the Josh Gibson Foundation, as well as the Major League Baseball playoffs that are going on right now. So first of all, from a basketball standpoint, the season opens October 16th with two games, Boston hosting Philly, and two-time defending champions Golden State actually getting their rings that night against OKC. And who used to play for OKC, JT?
Mr. KD.
Mr. KD, Kevin Durant. And he'll be getting that ring, man, in front of his boy. Is that his boy, Westbrook? Is that his boy or what?
Yes, it is. Well, if he stays there long enough, he might not have enough rings. I mean, enough fingers for the rings.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, we'll see. That's one of the
at least
questions.
For one hand.
Oh, yeah, at least one hand.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that we'll talk about today. Can they actually get that three-peat? But check it out, fellas. Both of those games might be a preview
of the finals,
the conference championships, the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. Now, I'm not sure if anyone else is going to stand up in either one of those conferences and say, no way. Now, we all know what happened in football, right? I hate to say it. In the AFC, when it New England and Pittsburgh, we didn't uphold our end. We talked all that smack, and when it was time to play ball, we weren't there.
We never do against New England.
So hopefully this year will be a little different. We'll talk about the NFL as well. But, you know, one of the things I would like to throw out to both of you from a basketball standpoint, my boy LeBron James, you all know he's over on the left coast right now playing basketball with those L.A. Lakers, all right? So another superstar in L.A., and LeBron has been to the last eight NBA championships. Can he make it to nine, or does the streak ends here?
It ended last year.
The Lakers, well, he made it.
The Lakers are not going to the NBA Finals. Sorry, it's not happening.
Not this year, for sure. Now, there's talks of getting Kawhi Leonard or maybe, what's his name, the cat from Kentucky, Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, they pay him too much. They have too much money to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis is not moving, I don't think.
He's not moving?
What, he got 200-some million
I don't know.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, but we're talking this year.
Yeah, but next year. It's not going to happen. I think the Lakers are probably still a couple years away.
So the whole thing is from just the
conference finals.
So LeBron's streak will be ended.
Yeah, I think his streak will end definitely this year.
Okay, because I'm not sure. I have a list here, and if LeBron sat down and looked at this list like I'm looking at it, and these are the players with the most consecutive NBA Finals appearances, you have the late Frank Ramsey. Actually, he just passed away this past July, if I'm not mistaken, but he's tied with LeBron with eight straight finals. He played for Boston. All these guys played for Boston, man. Sam James, or Jones, actually played for Boston. He has nine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, LeBron is right behind him. And then you have Tim Henson for Boston, or Tom. I'm getting all these names wrong. I'm not sure what's going on. I started off with you, Sean. But he has nine as well. But I tell you a name I won't get wrong. And that's my boy Bill Russell. He went to 10 straight and 12 altogether. So he holds the lead. Matter of fact, he has the most games played in the finals with 70. So, again, if LeBron is sitting down and looking at this list and he knows he's behind Sam Jones with nine, you two are saying it still doesn't matter.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
He'll just believe it. He'll be tied with Frank.
Okay, cool. So he might have an opportunity maybe for Bill with Planet 12.
No.
Do you all see that?
I don't. I see, just like what happened with Kobe. One year, Kobe was doing wonderful, and then those injuries caught up with him, and then he couldn't just get away from the injury bug. So I don't think LeBron's going to be able to play at the level he's playing at or did these upcoming next few seasons, because he has, 15 years in? So this is going to be his 16th year?
Well, you can't base it on the number still, of years played. Got to remember, he came into the NBA from high school.
Yeah, but how often can you run the floor game after game after game, year after year? It wears
well,
he
did it well last year.
He did.
He did it really well, and people were shocked.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. But at the same time, you see how when he got to the finals, he was spent. He could not. I mean, he could not carry that team.
He had no help.
Well, check this out, JT. And I like making analogies to other sports and everything else. But did you watch that Saints game Monday night when Drew Brees became the all-time passing leader in the NFL?
Yeah, but when somebody doesn't get hit that often, their career lasts in football. Like,
I believe JT, he had a major injury. That's why San Diego let him go. No, that's why Phillip Rivers came.
It was the shoulder. They just didn't want to take a chance. And he told him. He let him know, I'm fine.
His career was in jeopardy, just like Peyton Manning's career was in jeopardy, just like Andrew Luck's career was in jeopardy.
But Andrew Luck hit his.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He hit his injury. And when he was coming back, we'll get to that too, but we're talking about LeBron. I just think that in the next year or two, the injuries and just the wear and tear is going to catch up with him.
Well, let me put this out there. I believe he
He get injuries. He's not injured
right.
yet.
Go ahead, Trev.
If Magic Johnson, being Magic Johnson, is as smart as he is, and we all know that he's very smart, he will limit or make sure that Luke Walton limits LeBron James's playing time, because LeBron James is 33 years old. LeBron James cannot continue to average more than 30 minutes per game. He definitely can't average 48 minutes a game, because now you're going to burn out your star within a year and a half. LeBron James is very smart. You guys know about the regimen. He spent millions of dollars on his regimen to keep his body in tip-top condition. So reading that type of action, I'm thinking that he and Magic are going to get together, and they're going to learn how to make his career longer. I think LeBron James, he showed us how smart he is off the court as well as on the court. Okay? Luke Walton is no dummy either. All right? When he took over the Lakers. So between Luke Walton, LeBron James, and Magic Johnson, you're going to see some structure around the amount of minutes that LeBron's going to get, because he can't play like he played last year for Cleveland. And he definitely doesn't have the type of players he had for Cleveland last year to help him get to the finals. So if they're smart, they're going to figure out a way to make his career longer and not try to make it happen this year, as you guys are asking. If you ask me, it's not going to happen this year for the Lakers, because in order for it to happen, LeBron would have to play the way he played last year for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he doesn't have the same type of support that he had for the Cavs.
Well, and plus, what's really the biggest factor that no one brought up is the conference. Okay.
But I did.
You know, in the East, it was a cakewalk, right? It was a slam dunk. Cleveland would be there.
Well, I was a slam dunk once. What's his name got hurt at when Boston had those two injuries? It was because really, I thought Boston would be there.
But it still wasn't a slam dunk. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. In the East?
No. Think about
it.
Wow.
Why not?
Look how LeBron had to play. You're forgetting how LeBron had to play. LeBron played like a superhuman. Even through the playoffs.
He played against talent that was questionable.
But had he not played that way, Cleveland might not have won.
Well, the only scare.
They got swept against Golden State. And any other team would have got super swept. I mean.
Agreed. But look how LeBron had to play in order for them to even look that good.
Yeah, but look at game one. When their best chance to win a game, he got tired. And then he continuously got tired.
The only scare Cleveland had last year was Indiana. Outside of Indiana, they floated into.
No, Boston took them to the limit.
That's my point. You guys are missing the point here.
Kyrie Irving. No.
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
That's my whole point. Because if it wasn't for LeBron James, Cleveland, the Cavaliers would not have been talking
about. Well, Boston beat them undermanned as well, right? They didn't have their full squad, so you expected Cleveland.
Kyrie
to win
in there
that
would have been a whole different series.
That's my point.
Exactly. But so, Eastern Conference period as a whole, actually, the Eastern Conference just got better competition wise now that LeBron is gone. I mean, the games are going to be closer. You know, I mean, there's not.
Philly
gonna be
should no, be good. Philly.
Eastern Conference got better.
I think the competition
more. As far now, okay, yeah. I agree.
It's
with
not
you.
Like Cleveland's just going to run away with it.
But what I brought up is as far as the Western Conference and why it's so much harder in the West versus the mm-hmm. East. I mean, for LeBron to make the finals, you're talking about Golden State not being there in the finals. Houston. You're talking about Houston not being there. You're talking
Golden
about
State will be. I believe. But I'll tell you what else. I mean, I think your boys from Minnesota are going to have a little bit to say something about this, too, because they're getting. They're an up-and-coming team.
With who?
Minnesota Timberwolves.
With who?
I'm just saying, Kevin.
Yeah,
you know, Jimmy Butler went
That's
off the other
I'm
day.
That's what I'm saying. You don't even know
he
if
went
he'll
off
be
the
there.
Other day.
You don't even know if he'll
he
be there.
Get traded.
So
he's talking about he want to get traded.
I'm not sure what you can say there, but let's do
but,
this.
But you better believe if he gets traded, they're getting something for him. They ain't going to go from like to worse
to a bench player.
You better believe it. They're going to get something.
They might get a future pick. Maybe.
Yeah, but you guys acting like Jimmy Butler was Mr. Everything.
Thank you.
He really didn't do that much when he was in Minnesota. So even if they lose him at this point, he helped them. But it wasn't like a Kevin
really?
Garnett.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to say really. When well, you look
what, at Jimmy I totally agree with
Trav.
You.
Hold on, Trav. When, if no, Jimmy Butler listens to what you're saying,
care.
Man, he might
care.
Show up.
He might not. Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he wasn't. You can't. The way you guys are talking, you would think that Jimmy Butler would be like a LeBron James impact on the franchise. Of course, not at the level of LeBron James. But he didn't even make that much of an impact to get them to where they're scaring people, where they're in the playoffs, where they're doing damage. He didn't have enough a supporting cast around him either.
I totally agree with you on that one.
Is he the best player on that team?
Arguably so, yes, sir.
Arguably I would agree to that.
Yeah, yeah. But he hasn't been that superstar that
on
you would
what
come
team?
In
On Minnesota.
Well, you the big cat.
Anthony Towns, come on.
And yeah. They got
Wiggins.
The Wiggins.
Wiggins.
That's where I think Cleveland screwed up. Is when they drafted Wiggins and they traded him, that's where they screwed up for Kevin Love.
He already tore them up in practice, man. His first practice back, he
practice?
Tore them up. Yeah, practice.
Practice.
And he told them, I'm the best player on this team. And you all can't afford
but
to
are
play
you the,
without me.
Are you the best teammate? Are you the best person to play with?
That's
you might be the best player one-on-one or this and that, but are you the best teammate?
That's a different story, and that's a good point as well. Now, what I wanted to do on the basketball side, I wanted us to fill out these playoff brackets, but I'm going to cut it short because I know we're running short on time. If you could just let me know who you see in the championship.
I'm going to either take the 76ers or the Celtics.
Either or. Now, you've been here 3 weeks,
no, no, no,
JT.
No, no, no. Listen.
You know we don't hedge on this show,
but you
got
to remember, it all comes down to who stays healthy during the year.
Of course it does.
I could say the
That's
Celtics, but if they
sport.
Lose Kyrie
well,
again.
Based on
I'm,
today.
But I'm going to say, the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be Philadelphia and Boston. But I like if they get somebody with a veteran that can help that
no,
team
no,
as far
as today.
Mentally, I like Philadelphia.
As of today.
I like Philadelphia.
You like Philadelphia.
In Golden State.
In the finals.
Golden State, Philadelphia.
Okay, so I agree with you from a conference championship standpoint, but from a final standpoint, I think Golden State will three-peat. Okay?
That's it. And
I think they'll play Boston. I just think Boston has too much. And Trav, I don't care how much you shake your head over there, man. Grab that mic, Trav, and let me know what's on your mind, man.
It's not happening, man, because everybody's looking at Golden State and focusing on what they've done. Give them credit for where credit is due. This is a long season. All right, Steph Curry already showed you he's injury prone.
Okay? He is.
And when Steph is out of the equation in Golden State, that has an impact on the team. Okay, so when you're looking at Golden State right now, everybody's buying into the hype. You got to give them the respect. I'll give them that respect. But it's a long season. So you guys are counting on all of those players being healthy by the end of this season to get Golden State back into the finals and to win another championship. I don't see it happening. This is the NBA. It doesn't happen in the NBA that often.
You know, they just picked up DeMarcus Cousins, right?
I mean, you got to look at the bench, too.
Exactly. So, I
mean, a lot of Golden State's, their bench, their starting five, their back five on the bench could probably beat 90% of the starting five.
And I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is, though, there's a lot of variables that come into play when it comes to the NBA
season. And I think there's a couple of teams that could sustain injuries, and that's Golden State, and that's Boston, because they have so much depth. But what do you think, Sean?
Well, you know what? First of all, it's predictions, number one.
Right.
We all know it could be injuries and stuff like that. But like you said earlier, we're going on predictions. Without injuries, we know that can happen. I'm not a Golden State fan, you know. It's one of them things where I'm not a New England fan, but I respect them because we can't beat them. I'm not a Golden State fan. I'm not a Steph Curry fan, I should say. I like KD. I'd like to see Houston.
What's going to happen?
I'm going with Houston and the Sixers.
Okay,
I'm going with Houston and the Sixers.
Okay, somebody that's totally
different. Somebody totally different.
Now, we talk about injury.
Houston was there.
Yeah, but Chris Paul wasn't. Game 7.
Right. Yeah, but I'm going with, my prediction.
You made the point. You got to go into depth. You got to be able to go to your bench.
Right, right.
So, Golden State, they can go to their bench.
So, let's do this, because I know we're less than 5 minutes. I want to get back to baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Baseball playoffs. Like I said,
wait a minute, man. This is your show. I know that's right. But
yeah.
You didn't even give your prediction.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
You get Golden State and Boston.
Golden State and Boston.
But who's going to win it all in your prediction?
Golden State. I said they were three-peat, fellas.
Yeah.
All right.
I was listening.
Now, there you go, Sean. Okay. That's what's up, man.
I guess they
hated it so much they didn't want to listen to it.
But I want to ask you a quick question. Uh-huh. Do you think this Golden State team that they have now could have beat the 96, 97, 98 Bulls?
No.
Thank you. Kevin? Maybe.
This Golden State team?
Yes.
No.
You took too long.
I don't know, because the reason I'm pausing, when did the three-point line come in?
It was there during that time. Yeah, it was there.
But let me throw this caveat in. It has to be what type of basketball you could play.
Now, yeah, and that's why I paused, but I wouldn't go against Jordan, though.
Yeah, is it according to 96 rules, or is it according to 2017, 2018?
It's 96 rules.
If you gave Jordan the 2016, 2017 rules, he might have ended up averaging 50 a game.
Okay. So, you know what, guys? There are some big games coming up tonight. Yep. Saturday night, Major League Baseball. So, I think we're down to the Final Four. My Final Four, JT, because I'm the one that picked the Final Four. So we have Houston and Boston, the best team in baseball, won more games than anybody in baseball. But Houston, they're pitching, Sean.
Yes, they're good.
It's all that.
They're good.
You want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, you know, Houston, and they're playing Boston. So Boston, like you said, over 100 wins. They just crushed the Yankees one game. I think it was 17-1 or something like that. 16-1. They beat them the other night, so they beat that series. You know, the thing with Houston, they're champs. They're coming back.
Champs.
Like you said, when I watch baseball in the postseason, to me, just my personal opinion, it comes down to pitching.
Definitely.
It comes down to pitching. And I see Houston right now with the best pitching. I'm not a Red Sox fan, so I'm going to go with Houston for that game, for that series.
Okay. And then we have L.A. and Milwaukee.
Yeah. L.A., you know, Kershiser, and they got Kemp, Pig. I just think they're good, man. You know, Magic, you know, we talked about Magic Johnson earlier. He's part owner of that team. I'm going with L.A. I'm going with L.A. and Houston. I'm going with L.A. to win it all.
You're going L.A. Houston?
I'm going L.A. Houston, L.A. to win it all.
Houston over Boston?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's where we differ.
I just think Boston, they got a good team. I think Houston's pitching might be a little bit better than Boston. That's my opinion.
Right.
Yeah, just a little bit better.
But Boston's lineup is loaded.
They are. Ooh, it's loaded.
I think the first three games they played, they scored more runs than the Buffalo Bills.
I tell you
well,
what.
Well, see, I'm being biased. I'm not a Boston fan, so.
Okay. We're going to pick this up.
I wasn't a Yankee or a Boston, but I went with the Yankees because I'm a country.
Got it. We're going to pick this up on the opposite side before we start talking about the NFL. We got to talk about Springer. Mm. That's a ball player. He knows how to play postseason baseball. So we'll talk about that on the opposite end.
Nice to Media Marketing and Promotions is an independently owned marketing and promotions company handling all your social media, event planning, brand marketing, and promotional needs for small, nonprofit, and big corporations. If you need more information about rates and services or more, call 443-252-3923 or log on to the website at nicetomediamarketing.com.